flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're talking some baseball, as we like to do, with our guy Matt Snyder from CBS Sports. Matt, how are you? This is, January. Are you ramping up yet, or is it still a little early?
I've been doing a lot of stuff on the Hall of Fame and having a lot of fun doing it, so I'm good. I was exchanging texts with Will Middlebrooks yesterday, one of my colleagues at CBS, and he said, how are you excited yet or whatever? I was like, I don't really get the itch until after the Super Bowl. I think I'm good enjoying the off season, and then once the Super Bowl's done, then I'm like, all right, yeah, let's get to some baseball. So I'm still good for a little bit.
Well, as far as we're concerned here in San Diego, as you may have imagined, we're kind of getting the itch to hear from Roky Sasaki, and hopefully we're a few days away from hearing that. Let's ask, what are you hearing, if anything? And, what are our chances, do you think? I mean, it's obviously down to three teams. Are the Padres legit here?
Yes, 100%. I don't think the Blue Jays are. It seemed a little weird to see that in there, but hey, if there's three finalists, then surely he's at least strongly considering the Blue Jays. It feels like he's just going to end up with the Dodgers, and that's kind of annoying, frankly, a little boring. I'm holding out hope that he'll go to the Padres. I feel like there's an avenue there, which you can't step into a guy's head. And obviously, joining the World Series champions and joining – it's been said that Shohei Ohtani was his idol growing up. So getting to play with your idol, that's a big, big deal. But, you'd like to also think that there's a potential selling point on you're just going to be another face in the crowd with the Dodgers. Mm. You're going to be an also-ran. You're not going to be that big of a deal. You go to San Diego, you're going to be a frontline starter from day one. Unfortunately, it looks like they might even trade Dylan Cease at some point, so you could argue that either he or Michael King would be the ace pretty early in the season. And this is a team that has already made strides into the playoffs, a deep playoff run in 2022, only one game from eliminating the champion last year. So you could be somebody who helps put this team over the top. That sounds like a very good selling point.
Yeah.
Again, you can't put yourself in somebody else's head, and I agree that the Dodgers seem like a huge selling point as well. And if I were in his shoes, I don't know for sure which one I would take. Again, you'd like to be able to say, oh, man, I would totally want to be the frontline starter and want to play on the team that hasn't won the World Series. But, it's probably also awfully enticing to think, hey, look, Yamamoto and Ohtani just joined the Dodgers last year and they won the World Series. Maybe the same thing will happen for me. So that also has to seem like a big selling point.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sport, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Matt, I want to get to your thoughts as we get towards the end. I also want your thoughts on this free agent. We're talking about Saki, a different kind of free agent. Does this year's free agency, I know we still got a little bit of time, does it feel a little light? Because it does seem like, yes, some of the names are bored, but it's been a slow process as some of these names.
Slow. Last year, I wrote something about how I wouldn't mind seeing something like kind of moves after the winter meetings and not allowing signings again until spring training. Maybe that would kind of be more activity. Then again, maybe it would pull a lot more guys free agency for spring training. Who knows? I do know that it gets to be pretty tedious. Yeah. I mean, we're still waiting around for Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso and Jack Flaherty. Like, come on already. Let's go. I remember, you know, not that long ago, Albert Pujols signed during the winter meetings, and it was 2011 heading into 2012. And it felt like the only big free agent left was Prince Fielder. And he signed, like, I think in the middle of January with the Tigers. And that, like, everybody else was pretty much done other than Prince. And now we get so many guys dragging on and on and on. And, you know, I am envious of, I think about, like, in the NFL and NBA where it's, like, just an absolute flurry. And then it's over 3 days. I wouldn't mind that at all. But growing tired with how long it's taking, I'll say that.
Matt, the Padres situation here, obviously this lawsuit has come up. In your experience covering baseball and other teams that have gone through maybe similar type situations, can or does something like this put the Padres in a situation where maybe more difficult for them to go out and get the people they desire to get?
It's possible. I think that the biggest thing is, and it's already started happening, is the tamping down on the available payroll. Which, again, it already started to happen, unfortunately, after Mr. Seidler passed away. I think that if there were a situation, this one set aside, but if there were a situation where ownership still, no matter who was fighting with what, but ownership still said, basically spend whatever you want, I don't really think it would affect the front office that much, because the front office is just dealing with baseball operations. They would know that the money was there. It seems like it might be a little bit of disarray ahead of them. But again, if there was a situation where the ownership was like, hey, we have this fight right now, but you can still do whatever you want, I don't think that would affect things. But the problem is, when as much money has been spent in future years, as is the case with the Padres, and then you have a fight over money, it looks like, and needing to tamp down on the salary to the point that I just mentioned earlier that Dylan Cease might be traded. Yes, affections dealing with
the. Yeah, there's no doubt about it that you've seen situations like this in the past certainly affect payroll. We'll have to wait and see how this one goes. Thinking about a guy like Jerickson Profar, Matt, he had a career year this season, a legit one at that. Goes into free agency, and we're looking at the time. We just finished talking about the slowness of this process. He's still out there. I tend to believe this maybe makes the Padres' chances better to bring him back. What do you see for a guy like Jerickson Profar? It doesn't seem at this point that the market has been maybe what he wants it to be.
Yeah, I mean, he probably needs a few more guys to sign and kind of get out of the way so there's a little bit more certainty on where some guys are, especially somebody like Santander, who might be a corner outfielder type, might be out there looking for a similar type job. They're both switch hitters, something like that. Maybe Santander goes, and then it opens up the market for Profar. But I do have to say, I think you're on to something, that the longer it goes on, it looks like maybe you get into a situation where the player thinks, okay, I've just got to take a one-year deal and kick the can down the street. And if you're going to do that, then wouldn't a spot where you're already very comfortable be the team to do that with? So, yeah, I think that the longer this drags out, the more it looks like the Padres might be able to bring him back. And I got to say, I hadn't even thought about him for a little bit. And then it was earlier today, I was looking at the free agency list, and I saw Profar on there. I was like, man, we haven't heard anything about him all offseason, and I felt awful because it's like he was the top prospect in baseball in 2012 when he came up with the Rangers, and he didn't really stick for a while. And then he finally found his niche as a utility guy, but last year he actually broke out as an all-star And for a while, a legitimate top five or top 10 MVP candidate, yeah. He ended up 14th. And it's like, now he's finally going to get his flowers, get a big payday, get his due. And instead, there's just been nothing about him. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, the good news for Jerkson is we will provide a nice, soft, comfortable, happy landing place for him if he wants to come back. Matt, you mentioned the Hall of Fame and your involvement and breaking all of that down. So give us a quick rundown. How is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s chances? Is his ballot time run out?
Well, I think you're off.
You're off.
Retired by more than 5 years. It's been a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who are we talking about right now?
I think, well, obviously Ichiro is going to get in, and, yeah. And the only question with him is how close he gets to 100%. It's fun that I initially thought CC Sabathia. Maybe he'll make it on the first try. Maybe he won't. He's going to be borderline for a lot of people. I'm pleased, and seeing the returns, it looks like he's going to fly in really easily,
yeah.
Which makes me happy because he was one of my favorite players to watch for such a long time and a great guy and a great ambassador for baseball. I think it's great that he's going to get in on first ballot. And it looks like Billy Wagner is going to be really, really close again, but I think he will get in this time on his 10th and final try. I think that's going to be our three-man class this year from the BBWAA side.
Well, Matt, you're in our class. We appreciate you joining us, as
yes,
always.
Sir.
Enjoy the rest of the off season, sir, and we look forward to catching up with you spring training or so. Thanks again.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Take care, guys.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.